This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not often that an issue can both galvanize a city and divide a city, but that's exactly what has happened here. And with that, we bring on Councilman Joe Geruso. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. And again, of course, I want to talk about galvanizing a city and dividing it at the same time. I'm talking about Scrim, the runaway dog. Should Scrim be left on the loose? Should we ankle monitor Scrim? Should we get Matt Dennis from ASAP with a paw monitor to put on Scrim and have Matt track him down, bring him in? What about Scrim, Joe?
I mean, you know, we gave Scrim this proclamation and then he bolted on us.
You did. I forgot about that. You gave him. Yeah.
Right. This dog clearly is a bird that you cannot cage. And I know in all seriousness, Zeus's Place is trying to take all these precautions to keep the animal safe. And obviously that's the first priority, but it is amazing that this dog that has been on the streets has captured our imagination for such a long time because of his will to be free.
Yep. He should be the, I tell you what, this might be a step too far. I don't know. And again, I don't want to get you in any political trouble here, but perhaps instead of the bald eagle, maybe Scrim should be the symbol of America because he's free.
Well,
right? What do you think?
He is free. He is free and cannot be contained.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And he's independent? Strong?
He's
resilient?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video of Scrim leaping off the second floor. I mean, I would have one, if not both, of my legs broken. So the fact that he managed to spring loose and keep on going is nothing short of amazing.
So he can fly like an eagle as well.
He can. Scrim, you know, we should all strive to do things in some ways like Scrim.
Joe, what would your message be to Scrim if he's listening right now?
Scrim, we want what's best for you. Please come home.
All right, it's a beautiful day. Wanted to have a little bit of fun, right? Let's talk about Entergy wanting to sell their gas business. What does that mean for the people that live in Orleans Parish?
Well, I'm going to be a little careful talking about this because the matter is in front of the council, and so we obviously we have not generally spoken much about this. But essentially, there is a company that is interested in acquiring gas assets, and that's across the whole state of Louisiana, not just in New Orleans. And the gas business for Entergy just makes up a very small portion of what it does. So I think practically there are a few concerns the council had raised early on, all of which are the ones that are now being raised again as this docket is emerging. From a very just practical standpoint, you know that you get trash and your sewage and water board bill on one bill. Entergy is a separate bill. Is there going to be a third bill if you have gas in your house? So that's something else you have to watch. And then obviously the quality of the services that are provided is always important. And then the other thing that everybody's always going to talk about, and I think this comes as no surprise, is what, if any, rate impact will there be by the separation, and how does that all work, not only in the short term, but long term, too. So all that has to play out, and there's administrative decisions that have to be made, and then ultimately it will come to the council. And honestly, Tommy, I've seen news that It might be before council as early as December. That seems pretty fast to me. It feels like it ought to be at some point next year.
Does Entergy, are they in the natural gas business in other areas, or did they just kind of inherit this from NOPSI way, way back in the day?
I think they've inherited most of this from NOPSI back in the day, because in New Orleans, and my numbers might be slightly off, but I think in New Orleans, natural gas makes up 3% of the work that they do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, again, if that applies to the rest of the state. And remember, obviously, you have Entergy Louisiana. That's in 63 other parishes, and only Entergy New Orleans that's here in Orleans. So it's a very, very small portion. And Entergy's position is, if it's not really something that is part of our core business unit, then and somebody else wants to acquire it who does it in a way that we don't, then doesn't make sense to spin it off to somebody else who is going to do this and wants to have it as basically their entire portfolio.
It would seem as though Atmos, who provides the gas, I believe it is for Jefferson Parish, I don't know, Plaquemines, and I don't know other areas, it would seem like a natural for them, but have they expressed interest, or has their name come up?
So all I know right now is the one entity, it's called Delta States, is interested in acquiring all of this, and they're interested in acquiring Entergy New Orleans, Entergy Louisiana, CLECO, because again, I think the major companies that provide electrical services in Louisiana are not really natural gas providers, and so they see it as a natural to spin it off.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. You know, there's an old joke about, you know, 100 million here, 100 million there, or a million here, a million there. Eventually, you're going to start talking about real money. The school board thing puzzles me with how you can have a hole that big. And I don't know if it was an accounting issue. I don't know how they found out they were going to be as short of money as they were. You can talk about it when we come back. $20 million is what the city, as I understand it, is going to give NOLA Public Schools because they suddenly realized that they had a hole. Maybe it's not that simple. We'll find out with Joe Geruso when we come back. Somebody else texted in, wants to know about the...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Development of West End, if you can wrap that up before you leave. Bike paths, Lake Marina Drive, done. We'll talk about that and more with Joe Geruso when we return, 720. Traffic now, WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. So let's talk about what happened with the school board, Joe. $30 million due to an accounting error? Take me through all of this, please, because I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, well, I can't speak to everything on the school board side, but I'll tell you what I know, which is, yes, they have an accounting error. They're unclear if it ranges from $20 million to $36 million, which, no matter how you do your math, is a sizable amount of money and cannot be ignored. And look, from the city's perspective, we, the city, have been in litigation with the school board for a long time over an issue related to how the city collected taxes historically. And honestly, had been in conversations for a long time, and even last year escrowed about $8 million to try and see if we could work on settling the lawsuit. And I think all of that got accelerated by the fact that the school board had the accounting error that it did, that we don't want to see kids in trouble and teachers laid off and all the problems that could happen as a result of the accounting error, and had an opportunity to put together a settlement where everybody gave up something that settled the litigation, helped the school board with their initial cash flow, and then keeps important programs in place that everybody is using. So, look, I've seen all the coverage about this, and I know the fact that the accounting error is sizable is not something I'm trying to dismiss. I don't know all the details about how the accounting error actually happened, but at the same time, I also know that when you have an opportunity to settle a lawsuit and you can get the benefit of strengthening the system and your relationship, you try to take advantage of that.
To be clear, this is not, if you can speak to this, Joe, this is not money that's missing. This was money that they budgeted that was never there. Is that accurate?
The technical way that I understand it, and any school board member listening, please correct me if I'm wrong, is that they have a different school year calendar financial than the city does, mm-hmm. and so they misbooked how the money was to be allocated because of a calculation error based on timing. And so apparently they're on one financial deadline, the city's on a different one, and as a result of the deadlines not lining up and not getting those things aligned correctly, that's where the mistake was made.
I don't want to get too far in the weeds on this, but I think it does go to the way government works and buckets of money, if you want to call it that. Somebody texted in and said, where does the city get $20 million when the streets haven't been fixed? Now, that's a pretty general statement to make. We got a couple of minutes if you want to kind of talk about funding sources, budgets, et cetera, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, look, I certainly understand the sentiment, which is we have quality of life issues, whether they're streets or blight or lights, whatever the issue may be. A couple of things. First, $20 million is not going to fix even close to all the streets in the city of New Orleans. Second, we have a lot of federal money that we're spending on that, and it'll be over $2 billion when it's all said and done. Third, the city's bonding capacity increases dramatically over the next several years. And you and I have talked about before, not enough to do all the work that needs to be done, but certainly a big difference over what we've had the last few years. And look, here's the other thing people may not like, but is a reality. This was probably the single biggest liability we had in terms of a judgment that could be pending against the city. And I'd rather settle it on slightly more favorable terms that are good for both parties and pay now than worry about a much bigger judgment down the road. And so when you balance all of those things together, it's not that we're robbing Department of Public Works or safety and permits or code enforcement in order to bail out the school system. It's that considering everything that you got to deal with, this is where the right balance was struck.
Quick word, if we got a minute left as it relates to the text, talking about the redevelopment of West End.
Yeah, so West End is still looking at being redeveloped. We, the city, have actually set an agreement to Jefferson Parish. They're reviewing right now. And as your listener said, I only have 14 more months left in office. And obviously, we need to continue to engage the public on this. This is my most important part of it. Rather than putting something there that people feel good about in the main and is obviously on my to-do list before I exit stage left.
All right, John, I know we're going to talk to you a lot before you do. Thank you, sir. Have a good Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you again.
Wait,
real quick. Anything else on what about the budget? And I meant to get to this, and we're almost out of time, but something else that anything you wanted to address that the council is going to look at tomorrow?
Well, I think the biggest one is also the charity redevelopment. That building has been fallow since 2005. So the idea of getting charity back up and running is pretty significant to all of us.
And again, I'm a little bit confused how the building could be totally destroyed and now come back into commerce without a lot of... Right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time, I promise.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council. Remember, we come back, we're going to talk about... Well, it's Portuguese men of wars, mans of war. I don't know. Let's talk about jellyfish washing up on Gulf Coast beaches when we come back. Time now at WWL First News.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.